Joining us on the telephone to talk about the markets is Ellen Dearden of Ag Review, and she is in Morton, Illinois. Good morning, Ellen.
Good morning, Dave, from sunny Morton.
I wonder if corn bowls have a pulse this morning.
Oh, I don't think so. I think they're all in a heap, either that or heading to the bars. You know, there wasn't much good news on this USDA report for corn people. I thought the interesting thing was on this carryout being raised 50 million bushel on the 2011 crop, is there was really no guesses that raised ending stocks. And so that's just kind of the big shock. And that ending stocks being high then continued into the 12-13 crop as well. Notice, too, on the world side, Dave, that Brazil's corn crop was up 5 million metric tons. And so Brazilian corn production is actually above Brazilian bean production, according to USDA numbers. And that was carried through almost all the way to the ending stocks number on up almost 5 million metric tons on the world side. So the market, I think, is going to try to trade limit down at the outset, at least in the front, you know, 3 or 4 months, maybe only down a nickel to 6 cents in the back months. I think it's also noteworthy that we still have relatively high open interest, about 2,500 contracts of May corn that expires on Monday.
I would think if you're a soybean bull, you might be more encouraged, especially by the 12 and 13 numbers.
Yeah, I think we should be encouraged there. Carry out on the 11 crop was at 210, but on the 12 crop in the U.S. at 145, that's really below pipeline supplies. Again, on the export bookings report that you noted earlier, China took about a third of those beans. We kind of knew all these numbers. We'll be up 25 to maybe as much as 70 cents. But look at what we've taken off this market over the last week's time, Dave. We're just rebounding up.
Well, maybe it was a healthy decline to a higher high.
I would think that we have the makings of seeing some higher highs now. Certainly a limit-up move would be above $15 in the July beans.
Turn your attention to wheat.
Wheat market, not much information there. Carry out down about 25 million bushel. Just the carry out in the 2013 crop was not as large as what the trade was looking for, so that may be somewhat supportive. This wheat market probably will follow corn and not get much bounce. So I'd say we'll be down 2 to maybe 5 or 6 cents.
About 30 seconds on livestock then.
We're going to see some higher markets there in the cattle, probably not so much in the hogs, maybe down 10 to 50 cents in the hogs.
Thank you very much, Ellen. That's Ellen Dearden of AgReview, and she is in Morton, Illinois.